Next up, we visited Paige from Fern & Co. around the corner on Alexander Street. We found Paige to be a very empathetic person. Although we'd been finding out how invested each of these stores are with their clientele, Paige drove this fact home just a little bit more.
She showed just how caring and empathetic she is towards not only her customers, but the people she worked with and just the whole community in general. It was a very moving discussion, and I think we could feel the sense of gratitude that she was expressing ourselves. And this has been one of the cool things that we've been finding with this project so far. Paige was just a great example of that. Let's have a listen.
I am an esthetician, and I'm also a permanent makeup artist. So I do eyebrows. So that's like a tattooing procedure, just a little bit more semi-permanent. I've been an esthetician for almost 11 years now, so kind of mastering the craft.
Are you the only one here?
Just today, I am. We have a tattoo artist, a couple of people who kind of do like contract work where they come in, they're trying to build up their clientele, come and use a space, do a pop-up fee, help spread their name a little bit. We have a full-time nail tech and lash tech as well as myself, and our front-end coordinator as well.
So apart from the eyes and the fingers, are there other services?
Yeah, so we've got our tattoo artist, and then we have a spray tan specialist. We have another tattoo artist as well, and just, you know, growing every single day, which is great.
How long have you been here?
Been in this location now for a year and a half. We moved in July of 2022. I've been operating the business for 6 years now, almost. Originally started out as Pamper Day Spa and had to grow and rebranded and came into this space.
Where were you before you came here?
We were on the west side of town, so closer to the Petrocan and Chances Casino.
How are you finding business? You get a lot of walk-in business at all?
Yeah, like, it's pretty steady. A lot of us have our clientele established already, but we're always usually welcoming people. Support is really great from both, you know, other businesses and the community. Everyone wants people to succeed, which is huge, and it just makes it feel more of a community, which is nice because, you know, I feel like that is something we've lost over the last few years with COVID and, you know, society.
Things were a little tough during that time?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for everyone it was. We were forced in personal services, like, to shut our doors completely for 3 months and didn't know what that meant after. So it was scary, but we made it through, so it's good.
Unlike other businesses that could take their stock to the door and have people pick them up, you couldn't do that?
No. I mean,
it was kind of hard.
It was hard, you know, and I find with this level of work, unless you kind of have that experience with a product in the service, you're not really likely to go out and purchase it unless you've already experienced it and really love it. So it was hard. Like, we would have our regulars who would be like, hey, like, I need my moisturizer or, you know, whatever it may be. But for the most part, there was nothing going on for us at that time. And that was hard.
What kind of products do you actually sell?
Right now, we carry local. So this is all like bath and skin at the moment. We do have some more products coming in for like skincare, more so catered to like the spa end of things. Some merch for our brand is on its way as well, which no one really knows about, but that's exciting. I guess they will now. And then just, yeah, always looking to add more things just to, yeah, get other people and their products out there.
You mentioned local. You support other local products.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like if you're not supporting local, you don't really know where it's going. Everyone, I feel like, can appreciate, from a small business point of view, a sale, regardless of what it may be. And you just don't know what that means to that person. There's a lot behind it. You know, you're supporting people's families, their dreams. You just don't know what people are going through. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like I said, when you make those, you know, support someone who has a dream or a vision or something they've been really trying to get off the ground. Like, it's a ripple effect, right? So, you know.
Have things been picking up since?
Oh, yeah. We're very fortunate here, which is why I feel like, you know, I have to just pass it on. I started from nothing. And I just want to help, you know, others who are starting or struggling to get their name out. Yeah.
We're hearing that a lot, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why I love this community. Like, that's what I mean. Like, everyone is really looking to support one another and have everyone succeed. And I hear from people all the time, like, if you need anything, let me know. And that's not just coming from my clients. That's also coming from other local business owners. And it's really great to know that everyone's coming together.
In terms of providing aesthetics, do you have clients that come in for services who may have been recently through some, like I say, a medical procedure or some sort of treatment where they would like to have some makeup or some sort of
like a feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the time.
What's that like for them? And what's that like for you when you're able to provide that kind of service?
So that's kind of what started me to do all this. Just being able to help someone feel good in who they are. That's, you know, I've done my job. If I can make someone feel good in who they are, in their skin, even just in their own body at that time, help release any stress, whether that's just through, you know, a conversation like this, 5 minutes in my room just to lay on the bed. Like, it's hard to say because every treatment is customized for everyone's visit here. Like, yeah, I have, you know, my services here where it lists all these different things, but I'm very much on energy as well. So like, say if someone walks in and I'm like, oh, you know, they're heavy today and I can feel it, and they've come in for a brow wax, I'll make them stay for a little longer and I'll do a little, you know, massage on their eyes or their little scalp massage, dim the lights, just kind of try to pull that out of them and just be there for them. So there are some surgeries or procedures that are kind of like contraindications through some of the stuff that I would do. So if, say, I had someone who just had a surgery where they're on blood thinners, well, then I would just adjust the service that there's no sharp objects and just things like that. Oftentimes, too, I'll have people just come in, like I said, to say hi, and I appreciate that, too. Like, our door's always open here, no matter what. We're a very accepting, safe space.
So what's that like when you know you've made somebody stay a little bit better?
Incredible. There's one gentleman I met when I first opened my location on the west side. And at that time, like, you know, it was very much crickets. Like, no one, wasn't really a walk-in space to begin with. But somehow he found me, and you asking me that, like, brought me right to it, because we had a very in-depth conversation that moved me. But I think of him often and I wonder where he is, if he's okay. But I know in that day I could help him, so that was nice. But no, yeah, it just is amazing. Like, I tell people all the time, you know, chase the passion and the dream and everything else will fall into place. Like, my dream and my passion was to be there for people. And it's just grown into something more because of it.
Well, you're able to show a lot of empathy.
Maybe a little too much.
Well, it's interesting to note, because when you see a place like this from the outside, you think it's a woman's store.
Mm-hmm. No, we're not. We are actually a non-binary first official in town personal service. Like, we wear that loud and proud. And what that means is there's no judgment in any form of who you are when you walk through that door. And, you know, if you are a male and you want a pedicure, you are entitled to that pedicure. You want to get a facial, you're entitled to it. You're trans, you're entitled to it. You don't want to disclose, that's fine. We have a lot of clients too, different religions coming in at a town. Like, our city's growing, and oftentimes some of these religions, the women cannot be seen without their, you know,
hijab.
The hijab, yeah. And just eliminating that uncomfortable conversation for them, even though it's not, we totally understand. But for them, it's just, you don't want them to feel innately awkward or like a burden for asking to do that stuff. Like, everything, like, if you walk through, everything is sectioned off, every room has its own door so it can be private. We have some clients who are autistic or on the spectrum, and loud noises and other people walk, like, it's not, that doesn't work for them. So we just try to really take all that into consideration when opening the space.
So it's a total holistic approach.
Yeah. Like, we're all one, right? Like, we're all human. Men, women, he, she, they, doesn't matter. Whatever religion you believe, we're all human. And we have a right to the things, the services we need. So
that whole mind-body-spirit connection.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, like I said, that one man that I met, you know, off the street, if I would have bumped into him, I would have never guessed. And it's just, why not make it, not obvious, but just an open and comfortable space for everyone and let everyone know that as much as we can.
Do you think that the energy and your empathy that you project, people can pick up on that?
I think so. I hope so. I mean, I feel like too, this time and age, it's hard to really see some of the good and the good in people because we've all been so, I don't know, like not sabotaged, but we've all been really going through the ringer the last few years. So it's really hard to know who to trust. And I just keep hoping and staying true to myself and letting people know, like, I don't want the worst for anybody. I want the good. Good will prevail.
That person you mentioned that came in off the street, like, I wonder if they could sense somehow that.
I actually wonder if, and it seems to be around the same time every year. So I almost wonder if maybe they have left, you know, and they come to visit every now and then just to, or maybe it's him thinking of me too. And I just, you know, who knows? I'm not sure. The world's mysterious that way. But I just, one of those ripple effects and one of those things that really impacted my course.
Has there been any other profound experiences with clients that you've had that?
Yeah. I have one in the summer. She's transitioning and young teenager. And they have, from the moment they were born, even the parents knew, you know, and friends and family knew that they were a little different and things may look a little different in the future. And just the impact that they felt and the love they felt, the acceptance here. There's a lot of hate out there. And I think that's why I get so moved, because I'm so used to just, like I said, the bad, right? Hearing the bad all the time. That when you hear the good, it really moves you now. Which is sad and bittersweet, I guess, right? I feel like we should be used to the good, not the bad.
Yeah, we all hope things will change as soon as the year changes. It generally doesn't.
No. No, exactly. Mindset, right? It's always the
new
mindset.
Year, new things, new things.
No, absolutely.
Speaking of the new year, is any plans for something different, something new?
Yeah, so I actually just on our social media was kind of posting and asking people what they would like to see on our shelves or even in the studio with services or even events that we can do and help without the community. So I'm always looking to be a part of that and do things within the community. So, and always looking for change. Change is good. So definitely I would say yes, there's going to be some changes in the new year. Just keep following our social media. That's where we do most of our updating. And yeah.
Customers can find you on Alexander.
Alexander, yep. Right across from Crazy River Clothing and CIBC Bank.
And on social media?
It's fernandco.collective.
Do you have a webpage as well? Or just
yes, it's thefernandcollective.com.
And people can stop by off the street,
yes,
make appointments?
Yeah, they can come in walking, come say hi, come check it out, see how we do things, come meet us. You know, we're like one big happy family here. We like to see everyone. They can also check out what we do online through our social medias, and they have the direct link to our website there as well on our online booking. So they can book online or they can call too.